Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Seed in Society podcast, y'all. I'm so excited to share really what the core of Seed in Society is. And that took some time to figure out, right? Like, I knew what my overall goals were, I knew what I was trying to achieve. But sometimes when you're building a business, and most of you entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, figure it outers, know what I mean. You learn. And you iterate and you discover and become as you're going. And that's especially true for me just in life. I'm always willing to take in feedback, to learn, to grow, to keep going and keep trying.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing. And this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million-dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
Why am I the person who's building what it is that I'm trying to build? What makes me qualified to curate tools and systems for people who want to build wealth online and off? And I had to think about that really deeply because I'm not a super seasoned homesteader who's been growing my food for decades or even years. This is something that I'm new to, and I'm learning and I'm growing. And what I've discovered in this journey is that there is a lot of people who are experts in that arena. Or what makes me qualified to be an AI strategist, right? Like, I haven't been writing machine learning models for a decade. I don't have a computer science undergrad degree. I do, dabble a bit. I have a master's certificate in data science, but I am by no means a hardcore programmer. But I still do work in tech. I still do know this stuff. And even better, I'm really great at research and finding the people who is the best to teach you. So what I've really like discovered with this is I'm not perfect necessarily at anything, but the saying is jack of all trades, master of none, which is better than being master of one. And that is really pivotal to just the entire ethos here at Seed in Society, where it's about figuring it out and knowing when to ask for help, who to ask from help from. And I realize that that's kind of like one of my superpowers. I am really good at knowing when to tap people in. Like, you have your comfort zone, your challenge zone, and your chaos zone. And I'm really good at finding the people who can take something from being your chaos zone to your challenge zone and eventually your comfort zone, right? Because it's iteration, it's doing things that get you good. That is how you develop skills. Like, you can be in theory all day. Of course, you can read a book. Of course, you can take a course, but it's not going to replace actually doing that thing. And that's exactly why I'm building the connectors market. It's not because I have it all figured out. It's because I'm living at the intersection of worlds that most people don't even think go together, right? Like tech and homesteading and parenting and just all of these different places. But that intersection, like intersectionality in general, that's where real opportunities are. That is where the magic happens. Because here's my reality. I'm a homesteading mom who earned $1 million in tech sales while raising two kids. And I'm building systems that work no matter what happens. And most people in tech don't understand why anyone would want to have a homestead or grow their own food or raise chickens, right? Like, we're in tech. A lot of times that is seen as being synonymous with convenience. But a lot of times in this world, especially when you're in hustle culture and you're just on go, you can't understand why you would want to slow down, especially when it's not a financial imperative. And most parents are really told that they have to choose between career success or family presence. And Seed in Society is born from my refusal to choose. I live in multiple intersections in multiple ways, and I also use technology to connect myself globally to a whole community of people who are doing at least some part of what it is that I want to do. And I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. I'm really just building bridges between all of them and sharing that experience. So what that means for you is that I test tools and systems across multiple contexts. If something works for my sales process, my homestead management, and my family logistics, it's probably pretty robust. Most people get overwhelmed by options, right? They spend months researching the perfect solution instead of implementing something good enough and then iterating. And I've made so many of those mistakes, so you don't have to. I've spent so much money on systems that worked great in theory, but fell apart when life got real. I've also bought tools that have changed my life, right? Like everything is a different point on a circular spectrum. I don't believe in crazy dichotomies. The easiest way to explain it is shades of gray, but also it's just shades of color. I've taken courses that have bought about transformational change. So when I talk about the Connectors Market and I talk about Seed in Society, it's really to be a bridge, to be the ultimate connector. So I connect you to the tools that actually work in messy real life situations, in taking things from theory to praxis, to actually practicing it. And I show you how things fit together, not just what they do individually, because everything is a system and everything truly is interconnected, right? Like the circle of life. Let's go back to Lion King if we need to. And I give you the context that makes the difference between buying something and it sitting in boxes, sitting on shelves, sitting there feeling like another waste, and actually using it. Because I understand that everyone doesn't have the luxury. Everyone doesn't have the resources to just keep buying stuff hoping that it works. And that is where this entire business is born from. And a big thing about this is that everything I recommend is something I actually use or tested within an inch of its life, right? Like, honest will tell you, I will sit there and learn about a new piece of technology or learn about a new method of planting or learn about this new concept or theory or framework or school of thought. And I will study it for hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks, and then it becomes a part of my life and I build on it when it's really great. I'm just the type of person who takes in information and I tend to synthesize it pretty quickly and try to apply it. And no, I'm not perfect with that, right? Like, I don't think anyone is. I'm not saying, oh, I have it all figured out. But I'm not usually able to just take in something and then forget about it. If I find it to be truly transformational or truly helpful for what it is I'm trying to achieve. And that's not going to be the same for everybody. But that's why I've created this Connectors Market in different connectors. And we'll talk more about it in like the different sections and how I've organized it and how it's arranged, because it can be anything from homesteading essentials to how to start a business, what software you use versus what tools can actually work to do a podcast, right? And I cannot wait to talk about this more. It's all I'm really going to be talking about because it's honestly the crux of what seed in society is and what people told me that they actually want to see. Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, I made this amount of money and I own a home mortgage free and I do this. But how? How did you do it? What did you use? Where did you get the ideas from? Who is helping you, right? Because I didn't just make all of this up in my head. There's no new thoughts or ideas, just different ways of expressing them. Audre Lorde. And really what I am doing here is curating these experiences, whether it's courses that you can take, books that you can read, people that you can connect with, tools and brands and whatever. And the really cool part too is I'm going to be creating these matrices because just because something worked really well for me, it may not have all of the key details that are super pivotal to you. And that's where it's going to come in with different kind of tool recommendations within a similar category and why this may work. Maybe one is less expensive. Again, just has those key differentiators that make it the perfect solution for you. And I'm going to be very upfront about that. Like, hey, I don't use this tool. This is why I picked this one, but this could be good for people who have XYZ requirements. So the reason why this is like super pivotal is because I understand multiple timelines, right? Like, I know what it's like to need something to work this quarter and also build for 5 years down the road. And I get the integration challenge. You're not just a business owner or just a parent or just someone trying to be more self-sufficient. You're usually all those things at once. And your tools need to work in tandem. Like, we want things that are multi-purpose, that are able to be used in a variety of ways. So really, this connector market is me sharing something I've been building that I haven't seen exist anywhere else. Just honestly, what it is that I needed? It's a curated ecosystem of the exact systems I use to build income, manage our homestead, and create time freedom while raising kids, while working full time in a really demanding role. And the reason I call it the connectors market is because it's designed for people who don't want to spend months researching every decision, right? People who want to move faster, build smarter, and trust that someone's already done the hard work of figuring out what actually works. I've gone through this journey, whether learning about growing food or learning about self-sufficiency and self-reliance and parallel economies. And as I learn these things, literally just like, I think this is so cool. Let me share this. Let me spread the word because I really think everyone should be rich. Whatever that means for you, I really think everyone should be wealthy. I absolutely think everyone should have housing security and food security and be able to live a life filled with purpose and passion and doing things that they love. I truly feel that when you do have that basic security and you're not constantly just in your survival brain, but you're in your thriving mode, that it unlocks something different and you truly start to figure out how you can be of service to the world, what you can give back, how you can help other people live in this true certainty of authenticity, of being their real selves based on what it is that brings them true joy and not what it needs to be in order for them to meet their basic needs of survival. And that is what Seed in Society is about. It's why it's founded. It's why it's built. Because I truly, genuinely know that I have a very blessed life and every day is not a walk in the park, but I'm able to get back to gratitude so quickly because I've built these foundations and these systems. And honestly, the truth is that I'm not just building tools for other people. I'm building the resource I needed and I need when I'm trying to figure out how to integrate all these different parts of my life, how to build a business, how to make income online and offline, how to have true time freedom. And if you're someone who's tired of choosing between different versions of success, if you want systems that work for your actual life instead of some theoretical ideal, then you're exactly who I'm building this for. You need someone who's walking the same path, maybe just a few steps ahead in one aspect, but just sharing what's actually working. And that's what I am. That's what this is about. And again, so much more is coming very soon. I'll probably do a different episode for each connector. I have more guests coming on in the coming weeks, and this is really just the start. And again, this is Seed in Society. Always visit seedinsociety.com, and I will talk to you next time, wonderful people. Thank you for listening in and joining.